Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, actually good afternoon, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. It's time for Fort Recovery girls basketball, playing another tough opponent today, Justin.
Yeah, 9-0 Liberty Benton Eagle team, so another tough pass for the Indians after facing an undefeated team on Thursday against Minster. So back-to-back very difficult games.
Welcome all of you who are listening on the radio today or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Brian Braun is here as the engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com along with Neil Spencer. And Eric Catterly is our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. Here's a reminder from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Good luck, Lady Indians, from Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta's staff even includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. Underway here, Liberty Benton with the basketball. Over on the right side it goes. Got a big girl in there, number 11, Caitlin Elsesser is 6'3". With the ball now is Savannah Richards. Now it goes down to Elsesser, but Fort Recovery knocks the pass away. Looked like Allie Vaughn was able to tip it away, and Fort Recovery has the basketball. Kiara Wendell with the ball out front, drives to the right side, passes over, tries to pass over to Val Mollenkamp, and it's stolen by Liberty Benton, and now they're gonna throw it out of bounds. So Fort Recovery gets it right back.
So three possessions, three turnovers so far. Sammy Shardo, Abby Hatch, Savannah Richards, Caitlin Elsesser, and Alyssa Rhodes start for the Eagles. And Brooke Colleague, Kiara Wendell, Olivia Patz, Val Mollenkamp, and Allie Vaughn for Fort Recovery.
Kiara Wendell with the ball over to Olivia Patch. Out of Val Mollenkamp. Over on the left side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Down low, shots up and good. Allie Vaughn scoring inside to give it a 2-0 lead for the Lady Indians on the first quarter scoreboard, which is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City in Bern, Indiana. Liberty Benton with the ball. Shots fired up. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound chased down by Val Mollenkamp, but she lost the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. Now we got to stop the trend here. We had two 30-point losses back-to-back. The girls on Thursday and the boys last night.
I'll just be glad we're not facing the Minster team again.
Inside shot is up and no good. Rebound Val Mollenkamp as Alyssa Rhodes missed that one for Liberty Benton. And Fort Recovery will bring the basketball down the court. Kiara Wendell with the ball. Works her way to the right side. Fort Recovery leading 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. There's Val Mollenkamp with it. She'll dribble to the right side. On the wing. Passing back outside it goes to Kiara Wendell. Kiara drives down, feeds over in the left corner. Shots fired up by Allie Vaughn. No good. Rebound comes down to Liberty Benton. Getting the board there was Savannah Richards. Here come the Eagles down the court. Shot fires up from the left side. It's no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Abby Hatch missed that one. And Liberty Benton is ice cold here to start the game. Val Mollenkamp with the ball. Drives in. Puts it up. No good. And a foul is going to be called on Liberty Benton. And Val will have two free throws coming here. A reminder that Cal Pharmacy's Fort Recovery location is open till 7 o'clock, many weeknights, Monday through Thursday, as a matter of fact, and open until 6 on Saturday, on Friday nights. That's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Val Mullenkamp misses the first free throw. She'll have one more. Bounces the basketball, puts it up, and it is good this time. Don't forget, we'll have the Colts on the radio this afternoon, the Colts and Houston. That'll be on our AM site on the radio at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. 3:30 is the pregame, with the game to start shortly after 4:30 this afternoon. Here's a drive to the hoop and a reverse layup. No good, but a foul's called on court recovery as Savannah Richards made a move to the basket. She seems to be their senior leader, Justin.
Yeah, definitely so far. And Kia Nelshester picked up that first foul for Liberty Benton. Court recovery would love to get her in foul trouble.
Absolutely.
The foul on court recovery went against Mullenkamp.
Free throw is good by Savannah Richards. And she will have one more. It's 3-1. Fort Recovery leads by 2, and that's the way it stays, as Liberty Benton couldn't get the rebound, and Fort Recovery actually didn't get the rebound, but they came up with the ball as Val Mullenkamp has it over on the right side. Here's a drive by Allie Bond. Nobody picked her up, and she gets loose and scores underneath to make it 5-1. Lady Indians on top here.
Good start for Allie Vaughn, both Indian baskets.
Good start for the Indians. Nice to get out to a lead here. Richards with the ball out front. Savannah Richards. She'll drive to the lane, down the lane, scoops it up, and has the ball tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery, they say. So it'll be the Liberty Benton basketball underneath their own hoop here. Richards will toss it in. Savannah looking, passing way outside to Alyssa Rhodes. Now to Richards on the right wing. She'll pass over here on the left to Abby Hatch. Now it's over to Sammy Shardo. Outside shots fired up and no good. Missing that one was Richards. Rebound for recovery. And again, Liberty Benton has not hit a field goal yet. Here's Kiara Wendell with the ball over to Allie Vaughn. Drives down, feeds off on the wing to Brooke Colley. Fires a three, doesn't go, and a foul's going to be called on Val Mullenkamp over the back.
That'll be two on her.
That's not good.
No, not at all. That'll get Brenna Holman into the game. Liberty Benton's played 9 games, and they're 9-0, and most of them has not been close, including a big victory, 105-9, on one of their games this year.
Fort Recovery comes in with a record of 4-4?
4-5.
4-5. Inside shot is up and good by the big gal, Caitlin Elsesser. She's a 6'3 junior for Liberty Benton, and that's their first basket of the game. It took them half a quarter to get that. Here's a shot up by Kiara Wendell. Won't go down. Well, Kiara just can't get the ball to go down here this year.
Not so far in the games that I've seen.
Liberty Benton on the right side it goes. Down inside to Elsesser. Puts it up and misses this one. Got her own rebound. Scoops it back up. Missed it again. That was kind of a wild shot there. Liberty Benton did get the rebound, though. Here's a three-point shot. It's good. Sammy Shardo hits a three. Shardo makes it 6-5 as Liberty Benton takes the one-point lead in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, they have it at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park for Cal Pharmacy. No matter what you might need, they have it there at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch with the basketball. There's going to be a offensive foul on somebody. Did you see that?
No, I did not. We're going to get Allie Vaughn.
Vaughn is called either for an illegal screen or something.
Yeah, it had to be an illegal screen because it was away from the ball.
6-5, Liberty Benton with the lead and the basketball here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. On the left side, Sammy Shardo to the free throw line. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good by Richards. Savannah Richards scoring. That makes it 8-5 as Liberty Benton takes a three-point lead and Fort Recovery calls timeout. We'll be back in just a moment.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold on WPGW Radio, all three of our stations this afternoon, and FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. Boy, the boys team ran into a buzzsaw last night, that's for sure. Minster hit 14 of 23 point shots. That's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, Fort Recovery struggled throughout the year defending the three, as we've seen several times.
Last night, there, and it wasn't just one kid. There were at least three who were hitting those last night. Here's Brenna Holman. No good off the rim. The rebound comes down to Alcester for Liberty Benton. Here come the Eagles up the court. They lead 6-5, 8-5, I should say, 8-5 now, and they have the basketball. Well, Brenna had a nice shot there, just wouldn't go down for her.
Probably more open than she was expecting.
Savannah Richards with the ball, back out to Elsesser. She'll fire it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Macy Day picks up the rebound. That was kind of an outside shot there for the big gal, Caitlin Elsesser.
Yeah, she shoots 71% on the season. I'm expecting most of those are inside, closer than that,
I would guess. Who's the top average on the team?
I just looked her up, and she's at 16.8.
Okay.
I was wondering if she was recruited to anybody yet, and the answer is no. So,
AC Day went for the hoop. The ball is knocked away, but Fort Recovery got it back.
I'm assuming Elsesser will sign somewhere eventually.
Olivia Patch turns, fires over the top of Elsesser, and it's not in the basket. Hit the glass and off the rim. Here's an outside shot, good, by Abby Hatch, and all of a sudden Liberty Benton has started draining the net. It's 11-5. Liberty Benton up by 6. Fort Recovery needs a basket here. Kiera Wendell. Oh, my God. I've never seen a jump ball like that. Savannah Richards reached through from behind, reached through Kiera Wendell's legs and tied her up from behind and through her legs.
Fort Recovery's not scored with Val Mollenkamp on the bench, and she's going to be there a while with the two fouls, so someone else is going to have to step up.
Kiera Wendell. And not that she scored a lot of points, no, but she made things happen.
Right, she's just the presence there.
Paige Fortkamp's also in the game now for Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell with the ball goes to the free throw line, back to Paige Fortkamp. Lost the handle on the dribble, but picks it back up. Now to Macy Day. Macy dribbling, passing to the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Bounce pass to Olivia Patch. Patch turns, fires it up, short, no good. Rebound out of bounds. He's going to get it. Fort Recovery will keep possession. 11-5 score in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, 37 seconds remaining. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist to set programs for right for you. Here's Macy Day on a three. It does not go. Rebound comes to Liberty Benton. Down comes Richards, firing and missing, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, and she will be at the free throw line for two shots with 21 seconds remaining. I don't know how many in a row they have had here, but it's a bunch.
I think it was 5-2, so it'd be 9 in a row.
Savannah Richards at the free throw line for Liberty Benton, and it's good. 12-5 now. Elsesser will take a rest, and coming into the lineup is Paige Peplinski, who's a 5'11 senior. They lose a little bit of height, but not a lot. Savannah Richards at the line again. Second one's up, and it's good. She got them both. 13-5. 8-point lead here for Liberty Benton, and Fort Recovery could use a basket to close out the quarter. Down to 15 seconds remaining here. Kiera Wendell with the basketball, and it's going to be a jump ball again. Kiera just doesn't look herself there, really.
A little bit out of sync. Still 8 seconds for Liberty Benton.
Liberty Benton, a chance to widen the gap, already leading by 8. Here's Savannah Richards going down and scoring. It's 15-5, and that's the end of the quarter. Fort Recovery trailing by 10 after leading, you say 5-2, you think?
I believe it was.
It's 15-5 now. Lady Indians got it put to them here in the final half of this first quarter. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcanum. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialist at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery taking on the number, well, they're not officially rated yet, but they're going to be one of the top teams in the state. They're 9-0, Liberty Benton. And the Indians have the ball to start the second quarter. First quarter stats.
Liberty Benton, 5 of 12 from the field, 42%, 2 of 5 on threes, and 3 for 4 at the line. Fort Recovery, 1 of 8 for 13%, 0 for 3 on threes, and 1 for 2 at the line. 9 rebounds for the Eagles and 6 for the Indians. Turnovers, 3 for Liberty Benton and 2 for Fort Recovery.
Allie Vaughn with the ball outside. On the left to Paige Fortkamp. Now to Val Mollenkamp, who's back in the game now with those two free throws. And the ball stolen by Savannah Richards. She races down and puts it up and in. Steal for Liberty Benton. They make us pay with a layup by Savannah Richards, who made the steal. And it's 17-5 now. Lady Indians down by 12. Inside to Olivia Patch, back in the corner. Val Mollenkamp on a three, doesn't go, too long. Rebound comes down to Liberty Benton, to Sammy Shardo. Shardo over to Richards, back to Shardo. Shardo brings it across the timeline. Over on the right wing to Taylor Ward. Now down low, back on the left. They left Elsesser out of the game for the moment. Back outside to Savannah Richards.
A little surprising. I thought she'd be back after the quarter break.
There's a wild scoop shot. No good. And, oh, Liberty Benton came up with the garbage rebound. We should have had that.
Yeah, scooted way out top, and they still got it.
Savannah Richards uses a forearm. No call by the official. Outside with the ball, Sammy Shardo. Shardo will pass back out here to Abby Reynolds, and the ball stolen by Val Mollenkamp. Val comes down and lays it up and missed it, but she is fouled by Savannah Richards. So Val Mollenkamp will go to the line with two shots.
First foul on Richards. She has 9 points so far.
Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Actually, I think it was 5-1 at one time, as I remember. And now here we are, 17-5, trailing by 12. They've scored 16 in a row. That free throw is up and good by Val. She got one of two, missed the first one. And finally, we get off that five, at least, 17-6. Here comes Liberty Benton with the basketball. Inside to Elsesser, who's back in the game now, the big 6'3 gal. Savannah Richards on the left. It goes to Alyssa Rhodes. Rhodes still with the ball, guarded by Paige Fortkamp. On the left is Savannah Richards. Richards dribbling in against Allie Vaughn. Now passing back out, top of the key. Three-point shot is good by Taylor Ward.
Now it's 20-6. Liberty Benton.
Here's Allie Vaughn going to the hole and missed it. Rebound, Olivia Patch. Oh, it doesn't go down. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. It doesn't go down. That's been the story of the year. You know what? We just can't get the ball to go in the hoop.
3-point blank shots that time, too.
Discouraging. Inside to Savannah Richards. Lost the handle on the ball. Picked up by Fort Recovery's Brooke Colley. Colley gives it over to Allie Vaughn, and here comes Allie down the court. Allie will circle around, and she's tripped, but no call. They just say she went out of bounds on her own. Can you imagine that?
Somehow.
Come on.
Just ended up out of bounds.
Yeah, come on.
That is five turnovers on Fort Recovery. Four for Liberty Benton.
So Liberty Benton with the basketball, 20-6 score. Inside to Elsesser. Working against Olivia Patch, turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes to, they say Liberty Benton got it. Back outside it goes. Over on the left to Alyssa Rhodes. Alyssa dribbling the basketball, circles out between the circles. Right side to Sammy Shardo. Now here's Savannah Richards. She'll pass on the left wing to Alyssa Rhodes. Alyssa dribbling the ball against Kiera Wendell. Comes in, backs out. Now here's Savannah Richards with the basketball. She'll try to go to the hoop, forces her way in there. It's no good. No call. I think that might have been a charge.
Yeah, a lot of contact, too. And Fort Recovery taking a risk. Mollenkamp's on the floor with the two fouls, but Coach Pack's really no choice at this point.
Our next girls broadcast will be this Thursday. We'll have Fort Recovery and Delphus St. John's right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Taylor Ward picking up a foul for Liberty Benton.
That'll be on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on WPGW. Again, Thursday night.
Macy Day checks in for the Fort Recovery Indians. Playing all varsity tonight or today.
Kiera Wendell with it on the right side to Allie Vaughn. Here is a shot by Val Mollenkamp. No good. They're going to call a foul on Liberty Benton. Savannah Richards, number two on her. And the Liberty Benton fans thought that was a cheapo call.
Not a whole lot of contact. We've seen worse. Richards, by the way, is going to play basketball at Tiffin next year.
She's a nice player. Again, Liberty Benton undefeated, 9-0. Free throw by Val Mollenkamp is good. That gets us to 7.
Mollenkamp, 3 points all at the line.
Here's the next one. It's good also. 20-8. This has been the Achilles heel for the Lady Indians. Well, two things, I think, this year. Too many turnovers and shooting percentage, which has been horrible. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It's good by Sammy Shardo on a three. That makes it 23-8. As Fort Recovery's only scored above 40 one time in all of our games, all nine of our games.
That is the second three-pointer for Shardo.
And that time the ball goes through Allie Vaughn's hands and out of bounds. Unforced turnover there for Liberty Benton, and they'll have the ball back.
Six turnovers now. Fort Recovery shooting 1 of 12 from the field so far.
See Archway's portable grinder mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. That's Archway. Here's a shot from the right side, no good by Savannah Richards. Liberty Benton got the rebound. The pass comes back to Richards, and she scores on the layup. Give Abby Hatch credit for the assist there. And now it's 25-8, and Brian Patch wants timeout again. We'll be back right after this in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We need to bring the cannons out or something here if these Lady Indians are going.
Something to light a fire to them.
25-8. And we've only scored 3 points in about the last quarter. Val Mollenkamp on the left to Macy Day. Macy dribbling the basketball, goes to the top of the key, feeds off here to Kiera Wendell. Kiera now to Allie Vaughn. Back outside, Olivia Patch. Olivia passes to Kiera Wendell, who cuts back door. No opening there. Back out to Allie Vaughn on a three and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Liberty Benton. Alyssa Rhodes with the basketball for Liberty Benton over to Savannah Richards. And in the lane, and there's a travel called on Liberty Benton on Sammy Shardo.
Rare turnover for the Eagles. Paige Fortkamp back in for Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp out. Coach Patch to play offense defense. Actually, no, he took her out for offense this time.
Actually, Richards is not in there right now. She's on the bench with those two fouls. Here's Kiera Wendell putting it up and in. How about that? Hey, there you go, Kiera. We'll take that all day long. About a 10-footer. 25-10. Lady Indians trailing by 15 now. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
Snaps a streak of 11 straight misses.
Outside with the ball, Sammy Shardo working against Paige Fortkamp. Now hands it off over here to Alyssa Rhodes. Rhodes dribbling the ball across the free throw line. Now hands it off to Abby Hatch. Hatch goes back to Rhodes over in the corner. Shots fired up from three-point land. It's no good. Rebound chased down, and it's going to be off of Kiera Wendell. Kiera Wendell and out of bounds. Sammy Shardo missed that shot from the corner. So Liberty Benton still has the basketball. I would say they are out-rebounding us, I would guess. What do you have there?
16-9.
In favor of Liberty Benton, of course. Elsesser on the right side to Sammy Shardo. Back out to Elsesser. Now here is Alyssa Rhodes. She'll drive in and is fouled by Allie Vaughn. And Allie can't believe it. She thought she had a clean block.
It's her second as well. So both Val Mollenkamp, Allie Vaughn with two fouls each for full recovery. And Richards two for Liberty Benton.
Allie's really disgusted. She goes all the way to the other end of the court. At the free throw line for the Liberty Benton Eagles, the Lady Eagles is Alyssa Rhodes, and she misses the first free throw. Allie now comes out of the game, and Brooke Colley comes in. Next free throw is good this time by Alyssa Rhodes. She's a 5'5 junior, and it's 26-10. Lady Indians trailing by 16 points. Kiera Wendell will hand off to Brooke Colley. Colley will circle down along the lane. Back out to Patch at the free throw line. Partially blocked, miss. Brooke Colley got the rebound up, no good. Got the rebound up and good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Brooke Colley gets her first basket of the day. That makes it 26-12.
Nice job fighting inside by Brooke Colley. Stayed with it. Got the second one to fall.
So Brooke will have a free throw coming here. Again, our next girls broadcast on the radio will be the Delphi St. John's game on Thursday. Free throws up and no good off the rim. Rebound comes, though, to Macy Day. Macy gives it back outside to Olivia Patch. Back to Macy on the right wing. She'll circle around to the left. Here's Paige Fortkamp with the basketball. Now to Kiera Wendell. Kiera passing to Macy Day on the left. Goes inside to Olivia Patch. Back out to Macy Day. She'll bomb from three and doesn't get it. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Off the glass and no good. Rebound comes down to Liberty Benton's Abby Reynolds. Reynolds will feed it off to Alyssa Rhodes, who brings it down on the left side. Back to the middle, turning to the right. Passing over on the wing on the right side. With the ball now is Taylor Ward. Now it goes to Sammy Shardo. Liberty Benton working the ball around here. Again, they're playing without two of their top players in there. Here's a three-point shot. It's good by Abby Reynolds. I've seen enough of threes last three ball games.
Yeah, that is 5 3-pointers so far.
Between Minster's girls, Minster's boys, and now Liberty Benton. Threes, threes, and more threes. 29-12, Fort Recovery trailing by 17 here. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Here's a shot by Paige on a three-pointer. No good at the horn. Rebound was by Kiera Wendell, who scores, but they say it was after the shot. So we have completed one half of play and the score. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians trailing the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles by a margin of 29-12. We'll be back at halftime with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortsite Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery trailing Liberty Benton here, 29-12. Liberty Benton undefeated on the year at 9-0, and they're playing like it. And Fort Recovery, their shooting percentage again is pretty horrible today, and we'll let you find out about that with Justin Mangold. Justin?
All right, first for Liberty Benton in the first quarter, they were 5-for-12 for 42%. Second quarter, 5-for-10, 50%. So at the half, they are 10 of 22 for 45% from the field. Three-pointers, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 in the second, 5 of 10, 50% on threes, and 3 of 4 free throws the first quarter, 1 for 2 in the second, so they are 4 of 6, 67% at the line. Fort Recovery first quarter, they were 2 of 9 for 22%. Second quarter, 2 of 12 for 17%. So at the half, Fort Recovery 4 of 21 from the field for 19%. 0 for 3 on threes the first quarter, 0 for 4 the second, 0 for 7 at the half. And free throws, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 in the second. So 4 of 7, 57% at the half. Rebounding 17-14 in favor of Liberty Benton. And turnovers, the Eagles had 2 in the first and 3 in the second, so 5 at the half. Fort Recovery 3 in each quarter, 6 turnovers at the break. Scoring for the Eagles, they are led by Savannah Richards with 11. Tammy Shardo has 6. Abby Hatch, Taylor Ward, Abby Reynolds each with 3. Caitlin Elsesser only 2, and Alyssa Rhodes with 1 for Fort Recovery. Val Mullenkamp and Ali Vaughn each with 4. Kiara Wendell and Brooke Collig each with 2. Again, it was 15-5 after 1. Our halftime score, Liberty Benton 29, Fort Recovery 12.
Okay. Hey, thank you again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor today. Be sure to check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Built tough with poultry growers in mind, the new Endurance line of litter spreaders. And our third quarter coming up is going to be brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment to tell you about the junior varsity game, which was a very good game that Fort Recovery did not win, but boy, they almost did. We'll tell you about that right after this.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in the JV game, Justin.
Pretty close game, as you said, as Fort Recovery led many points throughout the ball game, but Liberty Benton had some good defense in the fourth quarter and came away with a 36-31 victory. They were led in scoring by Brooke Dieter with 9, 8 for Izzy Granger, and 7 for Lauren Smith and Sydney Elsesser. For Fort Recovery, Hope Wendell led the way with 17 tonight and today. 7 for Elena Evers, 6 for Grace Guggenbiller, 3 for Faith Gruby, and 2 for Aubrey Kanapke. Again, 36-31, Liberty Benton over Fort Recovery. The Indians dropped to 3-7 on the season. College basketball, game's almost over. Michigan State leading Ohio State 83-75 with about 40 seconds left.
Sounds like the Buckeyes are going to end up on the losing score today on that one.
Yeah, tough game for them. They were up 7 at the half, and now they're down by 8.
You're listening WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and just not enough shooting for the Lady Indians. They've got to pick that up.
Yeah, it has to be better. You cannot shoot 19% anytime and expect to win the game. Really, you can't shoot 30% and expect to win the game. So just have to start knocking down the shots. It's easier said than done.
A reminder, we'll be doing the Delta St. John's girls game coming up on Thursday night here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. We originally were going to travel up to Delta St. John's on Friday to do the boys game, but that we've had a conflict with that now, so we will not be able to do that game, I'm sorry to say. Another broadcast that we have coming up on the radio. Of course, if we're not there, usually FortRecoveryRadio.com can do the games for you. We'll be at Coldwater on January 24th to do the girls game that night. That will only be a two-quarter varsity or two-quarter junior varsity game, and then the varsity game to follow. So that game will start. The varsity game will start a little earlier than normal that night on January 24th. Hopefully, we can work in the Mississinewa Valley games, both the boys and the girls, on February 2nd. The big St. Henry game for the girls on February 7th. Tri-Village for the girls on February 9th. Salina on February 12th, another girls game. At New Bremen on February 14th for a girls game. And then Van Buren in Findlay for the last boys game of the regular season on February 23rd, playing up at University of Findlay in that one. We'll have that game on the radio. Here we go with the start of the second half, and it's Savannah Richards who puts it up, and no good from the top of the key, but guess what? They got the rebound again. Liberty Benton with the ball, right side to Abby Hatch. Out top it goes to Alyssa Rhodes. Here's Savannah Richards driving and hitting. Shooting up over the top of Kiera Wendell there, making it 31-12. Liberty Benton now leads by 19 points. Here's Kiera Wendell on the left to Allie Vaughn. Allie at the free throw line, feeding into Olivia Patch. Double team, gets it up and scores. Nice shot by Olivia Patch there.
Nice strong move to back inside, get the basket.
31-14 as Olivia brings Fort Recovery back to within 17 again. Right side it goes for Liberty Benton to Abby Hatch. Now there's Sammy Shardo. Shardo dribbling the ball. Over on the wing to Abby Hatch. Passing on the left side. That is Alyssa Rhodes with the basketball. Dribbling out top. Gives to Savannah Richards. Tries to drive in. Stop. Shut off by Allie Vaughn. Right wing. Three-point shot is no good. A little flat there by Abby Hatch. But guess what? Liberty Benton got the rebound again. Shots up and no good this time. This time, Val Mollenkamp comes down with the missed shot of Alyssa Rhodes. Here's Kiera Wendell. She will pass back outside to Olivia Patch. We have a lot of time in this game. If we could just kind of chip away a little bit here, get closer and closer. And here is Kiera Wendell on the right to Allie Vaughn. Fires a three. It just won't go down. Rebound comes to Elsesser.
Yeah, if they can get it down at least 10 after the third quarter, that would be better than ideal.
And there's Savannah Richards putting it up and in. Might have been a little traveling music on that, but. And she has now 15 on the game, and she didn't even play most of the second quarter.
Right. A lot of that came in that first quarter.
33-15. Here's the ball knocked away by Richards. Picked up by Liberty Benton's Alyssa Rhodes. Back outside to Sammy Shardo. Shardo dribbling the ball, spins, fires it up, misses. Rebound out of bounds. Who's going to get it? It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Liberty Benton in their bright blue uniforms here today.
Red, white, and blue for the Eagles. Fort Recovery, of course, the purple and white.
Allie Vaughn to Val Mollenkamp, and a foul is going to be called on Savannah Richards. That's number three on her.
And she knew it, too. A little over-aggressive going for the steal.
So Kiera Wendell will toss it in for the Lady Indians. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Here's a pass to Allie Vaughn, and she scores on the layup, and it's 33-14 now. Lady Indians making a move here. It's getting a little bit closer. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the rest of the third quarter right after this.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
So Liberty Benton will have the basketball. Lady Indians playing half-court defense here. Savannah Richards will bring it across the timeline. Goes right, comes back left. Hands it off to Sammy Shardo. Shardo goes over to Abby Hatch. Back to Richards. Back to Shardo on the right. She hits a three. Sammy Shardo connects on a three-point basket on the right wing. And it's 36-16. Back to a 20-point game. Allie Vaughn drives in. Misses it. Shot was blocked, they say. And Caitlin Esslinger got the rebound. And here's a shot from the right side. No good by Abby Hatch this time. Liberty Benton got the rebound again, and now they're going to call a foul on Brooke Collig.
It's her first foul. Team foul number one and a half.
Not many fouls being called here in this quarter. Alyssa Rhodes will toss it in to Savannah Richards for Liberty Benton. She'll feed on the left side to Sammy Shardo. Shardo tries to pass off. It's deflected by Fort Recovery. Lady Indians come up with the basketball. Turnover, Liberty Benton. Val Mollenkamp into Allie Vaughn. Back out to Olivia Patch. Right side it goes to Allie Vaughn. Here's a shot by Val Mollenkamp. Can't get the three to go down. Rebound, Brooke Collig. And it's... It was tipped by Liberty Benton.
They didn't see it that way, though.
Did they think she just threw it out of bounds?
Yeah. She just said, I think I'm going to give the ball to the wall.
Come on. Didn't get a break on that one. Savannah Richards will bring it down across the timeline. Right side to Caitlin Elsesser. Here's a three-point shot. Gets up and good by Shardo. Sammy Shardo makes it 12 points for her today, and it's 39-16.
Four three-pointers for Shardo.
Left side it goes. Brenna Homan in the game now for Fort Recovery, the famous Brenna Homan. Over to Brooke Collig on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Val in the lane, feeds on the right side to Olivia Patch, and Olivia threw it away. Picked off by Shardo for Liberty Benton. Sammy will pass up to Savannah Richards. Richards with the basketball between the circles. Right side to Caitlin Elsesser. E-L-S-E-S-E-R. Elsesser. Here's Sammy Shardo. On the left side it goes to Alyssa Rhodes. Savannah Richards. Richards with the ball. Feeds in the wing. Wide open. Shots fired up and good by Alyssa Rhodes. That makes it 42-16 now. Lady Eagles of Liberty Benton rolling along today. Fort Recovery's no match for them at this particular point in time. Here's a pass into Val Mollenkamp, and they're going to call Liberty Benton with a foul. They're going to say that Caitlin Elsesser reached in and fouled her.
Not quite as good as Minster last night, but Liberty Benton 8 of 15 on three-pointers today.
Not too far off. Again, Minster last night was 14 of 20 from three-point land. Incredible shooting. And inside, they were 60% shooting inside. So for the whole game, I don't know what their total shooting percentage was, but it was unbelievable. Here's Paige Fortkamp with the ball. Macy Day is in there now. Feeds over to Val Mollenkamp. Turns, fires, and hits. Val Mollenkamp in the lane. And that makes it 42-18 now.
Her first basket today. She has 6 points.
Richards comes down, works against Brenna Homan, passes off to Alyssa Rhodes. Alyssa dribbling the basketball. Now to Abby Hatch. Hatch goes to Savannah Richards on the right wing. Bounce pass on the left side to Abby Reynolds. Reynolds goes to Richards. Richards looks to her coach for some guidance. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Richards circles around, feeds over on the right. Three-point shot. Good. Abby Hatch hits a three-point basket on the right. 45-18 now.
That's her second three.
Allie Vaughn comes down, puts it up no good, and she's fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line. You know, if you want to sell your corn, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They'd be happy to talk with you about buying your corn. Their toll-free number is 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. And again, it reads Liberty Benton 45 and the Indians 18. And Allie Vaughn misses the first free throw. Next one's up there, and it is no good again. Savannah Richards with the basketball.
Vaughn rushed both of those free throws.
Right side to Abby Hatch. Hatch feeding off over here to Abby Reynolds. Now down to Richards in the left corner, and knocked out of bounds by Brenna Holman.
Nice job by Holman to poke it out.
So tossing it in here will be Liberty Benton. Pass comes in to Savannah Richards. She's guarded by Brenna Holman. Over on the left side to Abby Hatch. Hatch tries to feed off, and they lost it out of bounds. Tried to find Paige Peplinski there, but she overthrew her on the pass, and they could not recover.
Only 7 turnovers for Liberty Benton. Not too bad. 9 for Fort Recovery. Really not bad compared to Thursday at Minster.
Yeah, much better.
26 that night.
Here's Macy Day on the left to Brenna Holman. Holman dribbling the basketball. There's Allie Vaughn with it on the wing inside to Val Mollenkamp, and there's going to be a foul called on Liberty Benton.
It's on number 4, Abby Hatch.
I really didn't see what happened there, did you?
Yeah, she just pushed her in the back.
Oh, okay. Inbounds pass comes to Paige Fortkamp. Right side to Brenna Holman. Holman will pass inside to Val Mollenkamp. Lost the handle on the ball. Picks it up. Feeds over to Paige Fortkamp from the wing. And Paige drains a three-pointer. There we go. Paige Fortkamp on a three. That's her first basket of the game today. And it's 45-21.
Only a sophomore. Need a few more of those from her.
Liberty Benton working the ball around the perimeter. They're very patient. Savannah Richards with it in the lane now, feeding on the wing, is wide open, and then this time they miss it. Abby Hatch missed a wide open three. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Down to Allie Vaughn, goes to the hole, stops, fires, and hits, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Allie Vaughn will be at the free throw line, and that gives her a total now of 8 points on the day. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Vaughn 0 for 2 at the line today. Gets that one.
45 now to 24. Lady Indians down by 21. Only 11 seconds left in the third quarter. And there's a ball knocked out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp out of the hands of Abby Hatch for Liberty Benton.
Fort Recovery has scored as many points this quarter as the first half, so a better third quarter, at least offensively.
Pass comes in. They're going to get a basket at the end. No, they don't. They missed it. Val Mollenkamp got the rebound. Fires it up there. It's no good. Paige Peplinski missed that at the Liberty Benton end. She should have had it, really, but fortunately did not for us. And Val Mollenkamp got the rebound but couldn't get a good shot off. 45-24 at the end of three. 21-point lead for the Liberty Benton Lady Eagles over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
We've completed 3 quarters of play. Fort Recovery trailing Liberty Benton 45-24. Much better offensive quarter that third quarter. Again, I'm not sure if it's the next game for the Lady Indians, but the next game we'll be broadcasting is this coming Thursday when we'll have the Delphus St. John's. And, oh, man, that was over and back, I thought, but they didn't call it.
And next game is on Tuesday at Jackson Center for the Indians.
Ball's knocked out of bounds by Liberty Benton. Fort Recovery does have the basketball. Paige Fortkamp will put it in play. Over to Kiera Wendell. Lobs it inside to Val Mollenkamp. No good. Rebound's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be given to Liberty Benton. They say Paige Fortkamp tipped the basketball.
Third quarter, 6 of 13 for Liberty Benton, 46%, 4 of 8 on threes and no free throws. Fort Recovery, 5 of 8, 63%, 1 for 3 on threes and 1 for 3 at the line. Rebounding 22 to 19 in favor of the Eagles, and 7 Liberty Benton turnovers and 9 Fort Recovery turnovers. So got rebounding a little bit closer that quarter.
Yeah, a much better quarter, I thought. Fort Recovery double teaming Liberty Benton and stealing the ball. Here's Brenna Homan. Get in there, Brenna. Oh, it rolls over the top of the rim. Rebound comes down, and we've got a jump ball situation. It's going to go to Liberty Benton. And here comes Caitlin Elsesser back in the game. Peplinski goes out. Also coming back in is Sammy Shardo for Liberty Benton, and Abby Hatch goes out. Paige Fortkamp also came out for us. And I'm not sure who came back in. Anyway, Liberty Benton has the ball, and it's loose. And picked up by Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan back outside. Three-point shot is good by Kiera Wendell. There we go, Kiera. I knew you could shoot the ball. And it's 45-27. And a foul's going to be called now on Fort Recovery on the press.
If anything, hit some shots in the fourth quarter and into the third quarter and get a little more confidence heading into that game on Tuesday.
Give Brenna Homan the assist on that last shot, and then Brenna just got called for a foul, which is only her first of the game. Liberty Benton will put it in play here. Lead is cut to 18 now, 45-27. Got up there almost to 30 at one point. Liberty Benton with the basketball. Right side. And Liberty Benton hasn't put their duds in. I mean, they've got their starters in there for the most part. Timeout Liberty Benton. 6:31 to go in the fourth quarter, which is brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials, including Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
So, Liberty Benton will have the basketball back here.
Well, Recovery's done a nice job on Elsesser tonight. She only has 2 points, but she's been in foul trouble. They really haven't needed her with all the three pointers.
Lady Indians have defended well inside. Obviously, Liberty Benton's hit some threes. There's Elsesser firing and missing, and they say she is fouled by Val Mollenkamp. So Caitlin Elsesser will go to the free throw line.
Mollenkamp's third.
You know, for durable, reliable, and energy-efficient Anderson windows and doors, it's, of course, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving our Fort Recovery community and the surrounding area for more than 100 years now. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, always proud to support Fort Recovery Athletics. Free throw's no good by Caitlin Elsesser. She'll have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's good this time. That makes it 46-27, and Elsesser has now 3 points on the day. And we have done a terrific job on her.
And she averages almost 17.
Here's Val Mollenkamp between the circles, dribbling the ball now. Has it tipped away by Richards, but Brenna Homan got it back. Now it's stolen from Brenna by Richards. She'll come down, fire and hit, and Brenna Homan's called for the foul.
Now 17 for Savannah Richards.
At that free throw line is Savannah Richards. She now has a total of 17 on the evening. 5:54 remaining in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. This one's up and good. And the scoreboard reads 49-27. Lady Eagles on top over the Lady Indians here from the Fortside Fieldhouse on this Saturday, January the 5th. Again, thanks to Eric Catterly, our studio producer back in Portland. Ryan Braun, studio producer for Fort Recovery Radio this afternoon. And there's a ball being tipped out of bounds and lost out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Turnover.
Brooke Collard back in.
Brooke will come in and Allie Vaughn will take a rest.
Might be the first time Vaughn's been out today.
She was in about the whole game the other night, wasn't she, in the Minster game?
Yeah, she doesn't come out very often.
Liberty Benton with the ball. Over on the left side it goes. Chloe Kinn in the game now for Liberty Benton, a new player. Here's Sammy Shardo putting it up, and no good from the corner. Rebound comes down to Kiara Wendell. Kiara will bring it down across the timeline. Feed on the left to Brooke Collig. Collig at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Val passing in the corner to Brenna Homan. Brenna dribbling the ball. Back outside. There's Olivia Patch. Patch to Homan on the right wing. Homan cross-court pass. Shots fired up by Brooke Collig. No good. Rebound comes to Caitlin Elsesser. And Liberty Benton has the basketball back again. Down to 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Into Elsesser, puts it up and good. And she is fouled in the act of shooting, I think, from behind by Val Mollenkamp. Shot is good, and they do call the foul on Val.
Yeah, there's four on her. Really nice play that time by Richard. She drove in, looked off on the pass, and the no-look pass goes to Elsesser for the hoop.
Homan and Wendell both go out. Paige Fortkamp came back in. And Vaughn came back in. Free throw's no good by Elsesser this time. She has 5 points on the day, and it's 51-27. And Fort Recovery just threw it away.
Yeah, intended to throw down the pad. She didn't leak out far enough.
Now, Val thought Olivia was going to come out for the ball, and she did not. And there was a nice, clear path right to the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah. 14 turnovers now for Fort Recovery.
Here comes Liberty Benton with the basketball on the left side to Alyssa Rhodes. She'll pass back out to their point guard, their leader, Savannah Richards. Richards now gives it off to Chloe Kinn. And it's lost out of bounds there by Abby Hatch. And so Fort Recovery will get it back.
Richards, like exactly what you want to see from a point guard. She doesn't shoot any three-pointers, but does a good job with the offense.
Anderson, the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors, and your Anderson dealer is, of course, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Paige Fortkamp draining a three. Way to go, Paige. He gives Paige a total of 6 points on the day now, two threes for her, and it's 51-30. Lady Indians down by 21. Inside to Elsesser, and she scores on the layup. So after, Caitlin Elsesser getting loose inside.
Yeah, after we talked about how good they've done against her, she's put up some points now.
Here's a ball, goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Allie Vaughn.
sure looked like it went off Elsesser to me.
53-30 on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company third quarter scoreboard. Actually, fourth quarter scoreboard. 3:24 left to go in the game here.
Elsesser and Richards, or actually Rhodes, go out.
Savannah Richards gets the inbounds pass. She will whip a nice pass up court. There's a three-point shot, no good, by Taylor Ward. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. I don't know what Taylor Ward was thinking about there, because there was nobody underneath for Liberty Benton to rebound.
Yeah, she just decided she wanted to shoot that.
I think she did. Which was good for us because we have the basketball back. Macy Day with the ball now, who's in the game. Macy bounce pass right side to Paige Fortkamp, goes to the hole. Shot's blocked. Rebound comes down to Liberty Benton. 2:57 remaining in the fourth quarter. On the left side to Abby Hatch. Hatch will pass back outside to Savannah Richards. Savannah with 18 points on the day for Liberty Benton, and she's made a lot of nice plays. And the ball's tipped out of her hands. It will be given to Liberty Benton on the far sideline.
Kira Wendell back in, Mollenkamp out.
Nice group of Liberty Benton fans came down for the game. It's an hour and a half away from here, so that's a pretty fair trek. It's north of Lima, and actually up near Finley along I-75 in that area. Right side it goes to Savannah Richards, fires a three, and it's no good, way off. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring it out, pass over to Kiara Wendell, who's back in the game.
Now I see why Richards had not taken any three-pointers yet.
Pass to Macy Day is knocked loose, but picked up by Paige Fortkamp. Paige hemmed in, but gets out of it. Still in trouble. Needs to get rid of the ball. Finally goes over to Macy Day.
Yeah, I got lucky. That was a long 5 seconds.
Macy Day passing to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp hands off to Allie Vaughn. Back to Paige Fortkamp at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Brooke Colley. Colley goes to the free throw line. Feeds on the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige has the ball knocked loose and stolen by Savannah Richards. And timeout's going to be called.
I was just thinking, I'm surprised Richards is still in there, and they call timeout to take some of the starters out.
So we'll be back in a moment here from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Action back in. The ball rolls out of bounds, and it's last touched by Fort Recovery, so Liberty Benton will retain possession on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard, 53-30. Lady Indians down by 23 with a minute 25 to go in the game. Actually, this second half has been fairly even.
That was a 17-point game at the half. 23, so pretty close.
Much better half for the Lady Indians. Liberty Benton with the basketball. Here's a drive to the hoop and a bump by Macy Day. They did not call a foul. Cannot believe that one.
That's a 23-point game with a minute 6 second call.
Kiara Wendell will bring it up.
And really, Fort Recovery played well through the first 4 minutes of the first half. It was just those last 12.
Paige Fortkamp fires a three. It's no good, and there's a ball knocked out of bounds. Don't forget, tonight's boys game at Lincoln View will be broadcast only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not have that here on the radio, as we have a Jay County game tonight. So, again, tonight's Fort Recovery boys game, you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com with Lincoln View. Both the reserve and varsity games with the FortRecoveryRadio.com crew. Back out top over on the right. Peplinski fires up a shot from deep range. I'm just kind of surprised about that.
Yeah. Her range a little closer than that. That was a long two, at least.
Shot was no good. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Kiara Wendell over here to Hope Wendell. Now to Paige Fortkamp. Back to Kiara. Kiara dribbling in. Passing on the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Drives the baseline. Feeds over to Hope Wendell. Up no good. Hope back up and no good. And she is fouled. She'll be at the line for two. Hope had double-figure scoring in the reserve game today, but it came up just a little bit short.
13 points in the JV game for Hope.
Down to 13 seconds left in the game. Here's Hope Wendell at the line. She puts it up there, and it's good. Nice Nice shot, Hope. Makes it 53-31. Here comes one more for Hope. It's up and good again. Nice, two nice free throws. 53-32, down to a 21-point game. Time is running out. I would be surprised if Liberty Benton shoots the ball. I want to thank our Fort Recovery Lumber Company for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials, including Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And that's the final score, 53-32. Liberty Benton beats our Lady Indians. They remain undefeated on the year at 10-0 on the campaign. Fort Recovery drops to 4-6 on the year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the wrap-up of the game with Justin Mangold in just a moment here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. I want to appreciate you fans for listening in. We'll be back in a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring big savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start savings. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also...
Story time for the little ones is back. Our library will once again be having story time for babies through preschool age children. There are two sessions each week, Tuesday evenings at 6:15 and Friday mornings at 10:30. So whether you go to one or both sessions, take your young kids to story time at the Fort Recovery Library, Tuesday evenings at 6:15 or Friday morning.
A lot better shooting in the second half, and 11 for 37, 30% for the contest. Three-pointers, 0 for 7 the first half, 3 for 6 in the second, 3 for 13, 23% for the game. And free throws, 7 of 12 today for 58% at the line. Rebounding just about even, 27 for Liberty Benton and 25 for Fort Recovery. Turnovers, 11 for the Eagles and 14 for the Indians. Scoring, 18 for Savannah Richards, 12 for Sammy Shardo, 7 for Caitlin Elsesser, 6 for Abby Hatch, 4 for Alyssa Rhodes, 3 for Taylor Ward, 3 for Abby Reynolds, and that rounds out Liberty Benton scoring. Fort Recovery led by Allie Vaughn with 9 points, 6 for Paige Fortkamp, 5 for Olivia Patch, 2 each for Brooke Collig, Olivia, I'll try that again, 9 for Allie Vaughn, 6 for Val Mullenkamp, 5 for Kiara Wendell, also 6 for Paige Fortkamp, and 2 for Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, and Hope Wendell. Again, 53-32, the Liberty Benton victory today.
Okay, and we do have the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here with us, Brian Patch, so we'll get Coach on the radio here. After, again, Liberty Benton defeats the Lady Indians 53-32 tonight. And, Coach, I really honestly feel like it was a step forward today. There were some not-so-great moments, but there were some nice moments, and played a pretty even second half with this very fine team.
I definitely think it was progress for us, and you know, a lot of that comes down just to our effort, I think. But... you know, they're a good team, and you know, they got the whole package, and you know, which is why they're undefeated. You know, they beat OG the other night, and they got guards that can catch and shoot. They got a post player inside. You know, they got ball handlers, and you know, they're really active on defense, and so you know, they're really good. And I thought our effort was a little bit better in the second half, playing hard, battling back, not giving in with our kids, and you know, happy with that. I thought today was, you know, sounds, as we told them in the locker room, the first thing we said was, it sounds crazy, but I think today was a step forward for us, and we made some progress and we got better, hopefully. So,
no, I don't think, I think you're right. I think it was a step forward, and again, scoring seems to be one of our Achilles heels this year. We just, we've got to pick up that field goal percentage a little bit. We only had 30% for the game today, according to our stats.
Well, you know, that's been our trouble all year, and we knew that was going to be our trouble. We're just very limited on offense. And so, you know, playing a team like this, you don't want a lot of possessions, because when you struggle to score and they have no problem struggling, you know, they, I think they average almost 70 some. So, you know, they can put it in, and we struggle with that. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we run our offense and try to get spots where we have kids that know they can hit shots, and take care of it and run our stuff and be patient and get up good looks for us and finish. And we missed some of those in the first half, missed some free throws. And, you know, unfortunately, as I told them, I think at halftime, we missed a lot of twos, and they didn't miss many threes. And so when you do that, you know, we're going to be down like we were. So
turnovers, a better day today than Thursday, that's for sure.
That's right. You were there, weren't you, Rob?
Yes. And by the way, hey, hats off to Minster. That's a fine team.
You know, with all the teams we're playing, Minster's by far the best that I've seen. With OG and Liberty Benton and Minster, you know, they just have the total package. You know, in that game, we had us down for 28 turnovers and only 24 shots. So, you know, you're not going to win many games when you have more turnovers than you do shots. And, you know, they just make it difficult. They did. And I thought we were a little better today. You know, of course, they didn't pressure us quite as bad as what Minster did. But, you know, we just got to continue to get better with our decision making and ball handling and finishing and things. And, you know, as we said, now is, you know, we're not, now that we're taking anyone else lightly, but, you know, we're not going to be playing Liberty Benton and Minster and OG the rest of the year, and, you know, until you get at the tournament time and see teams like that. But with that being said, is our rest of our schedule is by no means a slack off, but just that top tier caliber. You know, we got to come ready to play and get better, knowing that, okay, we played these teams, knowing that we have to use that now as a chance for us to get better. So,
I tell you, we've played 10 games now, and the schedule has been extremely difficult, and I know that was your decision. A lot of that was your decision because you want to play the tough guys.
It was. It wasn't to play them early in the year. It was more to play them late in the year, but it didn't work out with the schedule as far as where to put them. I wanted to play them more later in the year, but that part didn't work out. But still, it was my decision to go play these teams, and as I told our kids in here, it can work two ways for us. We can see it as an opportunity. Okay, we played some of the best teams in the state of Ohio in Division III and IV. Use that as an opportunity to get ourselves to get better. And then when we come back out, not take other people lightly, but take that as, okay, we just played some really good teams and did some things that were positives and use that to help us get better. Or we can say, okay, now we're 4-6 and, basically throw in the towel and season's over. And so that was kind of our challenge to the kids is, how are we going to respond to this? How are we going to take it? Are we going to try to build on it, knowing that we played a real tough schedule, and try to get better for these next few games getting ready to go? Or are we going to kind of throw in the towel and not play? So it's kind of our decision, and hopefully we make the right decision here, which I have faith in our kids we will. So.
Okay, I hope so, too. I see your son out there shooting some basketballs. How big is that dude?
He is now 6'3 and 230.
And he's how old?
Eighth grader.
An eighth grader, wow. Gonna be a big dude. I think he might pass you.
I would be okay with that. So,
hey, thanks for coming up after the game. We appreciate it, and good luck next week. I think you're at Jackson Center on Tuesday, and then, of course, Delta St. John's on Thursday.
Correct. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
We'll see you. Bye-bye. Again, Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Don't forget fans here on the radio coming up this afternoon. We do have the Colts game with Houston. 3:30 will be the pregame coming up here in a half an hour from the Colts Radio Network. That'll be at 105.3 and also at 1440 a.m. And then the game starts a little after 4:30. And the reserve game, want to make any comments about that?
Yeah, 36-31, Liberty Benton with the victory. A good hard-fought game, but the Indians just fell short. Hope Wendell led the way with 13, 7 for Elena Evers, 6 for Grace Guggenbiller, 3 for Faith Groovy, and 2 for Aubrey Kanapke. Again, 36-31, Liberty Benton wins, 3-7, the Indian record on the season. Again, scoring for the varsity, 9 for Allie Vaughn, 6 for Val Mullenkamp, 6 for Paige Fortkamp, 5 for Kiara Wendell, 2 each for Brooke Colleague, Olivia Patch, and Hope Wendell. Savannah Richards led Liberty Benton with 18 tonight.
Well, that is going to wrap it up for us. Thanks again to our studio producer, Eric Catterly, and to Ryan Braun of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, you can hear tonight's basketball game with Fort Recovery at Lincoln View and boys basketball exclusively on FortRecoveryRadio.com. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good afternoon. Again, that final score, unfortunately, the Lady Indians lose today, lose to a very fine, undefeated Liberty Benton team, 53-32.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.